From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Gimel Sabingo. St. Louis police plan to increase their presence at Pride Fest events this month in the aftermath of the fatal shootings in Orlando, Florida. 50 people died in the shooting early Sunday at a gay nightclub. In a statement, organizers of the St. Louis event say Pride Fest will go on as planned June 24 through June 26 at Soldiers Memorial in downtown St. Louis. Several other events are taking place throughout the St. Louis region this month. St. Louis Pride Fest leaders say that in addition to police, security personnel are being hired, including some in plain clothes, and professional events staff will help monitor activity. Those attending Pride Fest events are also encouraged to be alert of their surroundings and report any suspicious behavior to security or police. MU Extension Communications is drastically reducing the size of its news footprint effective tomorrow. MU Extension Communications laid off 2 full-time employees and 1 part-time employee in the Extension News Group, along with 1 employee in its web group. They have retained 1 designated news employee on staff. MU Extension Communications Director Dennis Gagne says their dilemma is no different than other parts of MU.
You have a reduction of funding, and you have to try and determine how to meet your core mission. And our core mission is really creating educational materials. And so we wanted to retain as much of that strength as we could.
Gagne says they made the decision a couple of months ago and expects to save around $200,000. He says MU Extension and other parts of the university have recently phased out positions, but hopes these recent layoffs will allow MU Extension to function going forward. A former St. Joseph School District superintendent who was overpaid more than $660,000 in pension payments has pleaded guilty to 1 count of wire fraud. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 70-year-old Dan Colgan of St. Joseph faces 1 year and 1 day in prison under the plea he entered Monday in federal court in Kansas City. Through the plea, Colgan admitted that his salary was improperly inflated to increase his retirement benefits. He must pay a little over $660,000 in restitution before his sentencing hearing. Colgan is free on bond, and the hearing hasn't been scheduled. He served as superintendent from 1992 to 2005, and then on the school board from 2010 until March 2015. His tenure on the board ended about 1 month after the district received a highly critical state audit. Missourians convicted of some crimes who do not break more laws could have their records sealed under legislation on Governor Jay Nixon's desk. Representative Jay Barnes said the measure is aimed at giving credit to those who turn their lives around. Those convicted of felonies would have to wait 7 years after completing their sentence before they can ask to have their records sealed. People convicted of misdemeanors would need to wait 3 years. It would cost $250 to apply, but judges could waive fees for those who can't afford to pay. Dangerous felonies, sex offenses, and other violent crimes would not be eligible. Critics say the measure would allow for too few crimes to be expunged. Democratic Representative Kimberly Gardner says theft should be added and records should be destroyed. I'm Gimel Sabingo, KBIA News, Columbia.